Joy Tactics.
Where's the song?
What's that? What is that marching?
What's that? Right, oh, here we go. Ulysses S. Grant was 18th president of the United States, served from 1867. It's not the same. It's not the same.
No, it's good. Keep that going.
He led the Union Army to the victory in the American Civil War, 1865. You guys remember that year, right? One of the best fucking years in the world.
Yeah.
Do we like him, actually?
Ulysses? Well, you know, he was a fucking degenerate drunk. I'll tell you that much. But as president, he did prosecute the Ku Klux Klan.
He did prostitutes? Oh, he's out. He
prosecuted the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, okay. He's back in. He's back in.
I mean, this guy was a complicated man, and people have been begging us to start covering this topic, and we have gone away.
Complicated men, that subject?
Mm-hmm.
He looks like...
this is the Complicated Men series. There's a lot to... There's a lot in this genre, but we chose it to go after Ulysses S. Grant this episode.
Show me one male, you know, person and tell me that that's not a complicated man. You know what
I'm
saying?
Show me one human that isn't a complicated human
being and say, tell me that they're not complicated.
I think Ryan Lochte is not complicated. I swim.
Yeah.
Right.
I fuck with him.
Senor Lochte.
Do you wish you were more complicated or less complicated?
Well, let's ask each other because, okay, Jack, I think that you are a complicated guy. Right?
Okay.
In the best way. In a way that draws me to you as a friend.
Okay.
And draws me to you in a mental way. Nate, I think you also have complications.
Wait, that's different.
You have complications due to COVID-19.
Yeah.
That sounds like more of an insult.
I meant to just make it different to make you guys not sound the same. You are complicated, bro.
Eric, you are not complicated in a way that equally attracts me to you as a friend.
Tell me how I'm not complicated. Try to tell me how I'm not complicated.
Dude.
Try your best.
It's just, I got three words for you. Beer, wine, and liquor. I just think.
Beer, wine, and liquor. I just want to feel good quicker. Is that the line?
Yeah. Something like that.
I just want to feel. Wow. We really cooked with that line. I just want to feel good quicker.
I'm going to need something that was thicker. Awesome.
Oh, Nate,
Mister.
Do you guys think that we dumb ourselves down for this these conversations, or?
Of course, yeah.
Of course. It's of course.
It's like, you know how like all the other bro-y Manosphere podcasts, they smarten themselves up, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But on here, I'm like, I pretend to not know, like. Like Nate pretends to not know that he's playing a song at the same time on accident.
Right.
It's
all entertainment. People don't realize that. This is fucking fake. Uh-huh. This isn't real. When I'm not podcasting, there's usually a whiteboard. I'm usually near a whiteboard.
And it's not letters, it's numbers on there. Right.
And there's hundreds, if not thousands, of men and women gathered around to just see what equation might come up, you know?
Wow.
Y equals MX plus B. Nate, prove how smart you are right now. Go.
Prove it through what? Yeah. A plus B? What did you say? What formula did you put out?
A plus B equals what?
C.
Realistically, hold on.
Very good. Very good.
Well, maybe it's D, dude. No, it's C. It's C. Because 1 plus 2 is 3. Yeah,
A times B equals what?
A times B equals... My intuition tells me J, but... If I calculate the...
What would be different about it?
If one time... Watch this. If one... 1 times x equals 3, then x must be 3.
Hey! Hey now!
Hey now!
Oh, no.
Hey now! Hey now!
Hey now! Hey now!
There's something there's something like dementia related to Eric saying the same word, like a phrase. Like when Eric says a catchphrase, it feels like so...
It's not a stim. It's like a.
It's not as dim.
It's like a. Last
it feels like I'm like coming into your room. You're in like some dementia fucking asylum, and I'm giving you some, getting you some sweet green once a week, just visiting you. And you're
hey
just,
now, hey man,
hey now, giving some sweet green
with milky eyes. Hey now, who is that?
Milky eyes.
Who's in here?
Hey, bet I guess by touching. Come closer. Hey now.
Hey now.
Dude, imagine man. Saying hey now to a celebrity.
Wow.
I need to take some of these out of my mouth though for like when I'm like someone saw a screener of this new movie I'm going to be in, and they were like, Eric improvised, let me put it this way. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I'm saying on Joy
Dude,
Tactics.
How did you come up?
Oh, right, right.
Well, let me
guess
put
what?
It
that's
way.
Your lived experience.
Oh, you can't.
You're right.
There's
like
eras of indie movies where I'm going to be saying, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
At the end of every sentence.
Curious.
Peculiar. But
Nate,
what's your fucking catchphrase, man?
I don't have
Nate, what's your catchphrase?
I'm still working on that. I have a bunch of notebooks. I'm testing out different ones on different employees at cashiers. Just see which one hits.
Where?
But once I come out with one, where?
Yeah.
Big
five.
Yeah, big five.
You have to mind your business store.
Yeah.
At the FAFO store.
What does FAFO mean?
You're about to FAFO right now if you ask me that.
What is FAFO, man?
It means
fuck around,
find out.
Well, I guess
does it mean fuck around, find out, or does it mean fuck around and
fuck
find
around.
Out?
Fuck around. Well, because that would be FAFO.
Oh, FAFO, by the way, man.
Fuck around and also find out.
Fuck around, FAFO.
Fuck around and also, by the way, pretty soon, find out later.
What was that?
I can't even say that.
Fuck around and actually also find out. Just keep FAFO. a fucking teenager in the bushes.
Yeah. Come out and play.
Clanking some pots and pans.
Oh.
Ulysses S. Grant.
There we go.
Grant's unit was stationed in Louisiana as part of the Army of Occupation under Major General Zachary Taylor. In September 1846, President James K. Polk ordered Taylor to march 150 miles south to the Rio Grande.
Pause.
Marching to Fort... Yeah?
No, like...
Oh, yeah. This song, you guys know this song? Ashokan Farewell. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Do do do
no.
do 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 do. They
you have a Civil War era playlist that you go to.
This is from the Ken Burns documentary, The Civil War.
Ken Burns.
And this shit they would play a lot while they would read letters from the different soldiers.
Oh,
Ken Burns,
the letters.
Ken, what
you
got to this weekend, man?
Man, that must have been great when Shoddy was
reading
some. Yeah.
Some letters.
Yeah. Dude, I want to talk about the look of Ulysses S. Grant too. That man looks like who's the brolic big fat fool from Les Mis?
Oh, Javert.
Brolic.
Javert. What's his name?
Javert.
Dandachi.
Valjean. At last. Damn, I want to say at last more.
Ulysses,
oh my God,
he looked like he'd be eating a lot of potatoes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Boiled potatoes. What were they eating in the Civil War? What were the rations
He's stocky.
Like? Did they have ground beef?
He had it, that's for sure. Damn. He looks good, actually. I hate to say it. He looks... he almost looks like a...
This is what I want to know. Who was...
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.